Welcome to the Week 2 Term 3 Staff Podcast. I really appreciate the way we've all knuckled down this new term to get things rolling again. I was impressed with the manner and way people got themselves embedded in the work that they had clearly done right to the end of Term 2. I just want to acknowledge the work done by the curriculum leaders and also Clive in making some adjustments to the Semester 2 timetable. They should have been finalised yesterday and we'll make them in place come Monday morning. I appreciate the staff that have had to change their timetables and the students that they're teaching, but that will certainly mean that we've got smaller class sizes and a little bit more flexibility. There'll also be some impact on the staffing for supervised study, and we'll now work on that. And again, thanks to Leslie for leading that work. Also want to acknowledge there were some issues around the exam reports and the releasing of those. Some of those looked a little bit untidy, and we need to make sure that we get that right in future assessment periods. I'm also considering whether the timing of those exams at the end of Term 2 are actually the best location, and whether we should be running those exams a little bit earlier in Term 2 to try and break up the academic reporting cycle and also allow staff to be able to provide some feedback for those trial exams. And that's something that we can discuss during Semester 2 so that we have the rotation set up correctly for 2020. Reflecting on the stage one results and also the research project results, I feel that a number of the interventions that we've put in place over the last 12 months are really taking effect, and in particular the supervised study and the work that the teachers have done there and being very active in supporting students. And I appreciate those staff have really made an effort during supervised study to get around and see their case management students. It's certainly made an impact on those students, and we need to keep improving in that area to make sure all of our staff are working at that high level. I also think that the successes down at the Flow Centre for those CLC clients and getting some really positive results out of there has been a real change this year, and I really appreciate the changes and way that centre is working during this year. Also, the work we're all doing around focused on writing improvement. I feel as though we're getting some traction with that, and we're seeing some results from students, particularly around the EALD levelling, and those data walls are starting to show that information. Look, I appreciate the work that things that people are doing, and that they're doing different things, and that we're heading towards that one goal of improving the results of our students. Moving forward to this coming week, there are a number of extracurricular events happening, particularly for senior school students that are involved in SAPOL talks, and also Flinders Uni have got presentations on Wednesday. Also note from the calendar that the science and engineering trip is running on Wednesday, and good luck to the staff involved in that, Beck and Sean. Hopefully you come back with a one position better result than last year. That's a really great initiative, and we want to make sure we encourage students to be involved in those STEM activities. Also want you to note that there is a full staff meeting for teachers that work on Wednesdays, and also I would like to encourage interested support staff to come to that meeting. It's focusing directly on the NDIS data collection. That's an expectation of sites at the moment. We are going to be collecting that data in a different way this year than we have in previous years. So please make sure that you're all on the Stanford floor just before 3:40. Make sure that you've got your laptops with you, and there's a process to go through data collection, which will hopefully be very efficient, and we'll be able to get that information into the federal government very easily. How many cheese sandwiches can you eat on an empty stomach? The answer is only one. And the second one is an interesting one and provokes a little bit of thought. How far can you walk into a forest? Only halfway, and then you are walking out of the forest. Have a lovely week, everybody.